You are listening to the 1440 podcast. 1440 is the youth ministry of Eagle Mountain Church in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information and for more resources, visit 1440.com.
Transitions are no different. They are his way of moving you from one place to another place, from one level to another, from glory to glory. It is God's way of moving you into position to take hold of what is yours, your inheritance. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. The word of God declares that you are too good for that. You are royalty. His desire for you is greater, more, increase, enlarged territory. So attempting to stay in your current position will only get you so much. In order to take hold of your inheritance, you must transition. Two things to remember in properly discerning transition. Thing number one is this: God has an inheritance for you. Psalm 106, verses 4 and 5 say, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have toward your people. O visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and that I may glory in your inheritance." God looks at his people with favor. You are in good standing with God. This is not a season of punishment. If you have lived to come to this moment, you are in good standing with God. He has something for you. And that something that he has for you is greater than what you currently have. There are inherent benefits to salvation: rejoicing, gladness, and inheritance. And in order to take hold of that inheritance, you must move forward. Acts chapter 26, verse 17 and 18 says, "I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles." That's everybody. "To whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness for sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Don't ever forget, you're a child of God. And because of that, you have an inheritance. Number two, increase your ability to take hold of your inheritance is directly tied to transition, transformation, and position or altitude. 2 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18 says, "Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." You're taking hold of more now than you did in your last phase. Now, not because it was not available to you in your last phase, but because you have transitioned into a place where you can reach it. When you're climbing a ladder, on the first rung of the ladder, you can only reach so much. Even though the ladder is always there and what's at the top of the ladder is always there, in order to reach more, you have to go higher. And so today, both our incoming seventh graders and our seniors are taking the next step in their ladder. You're going higher. Revelation 4:1 says, "After these things, I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking to me, saying, 'Come up here and I will show you things that are to take place.'" There is a definite coming up here that takes place in every transition in God. God does not do lateral transition. He does not transition you from one place to another lateral place. He is always increasing you. God always does things in exponential increase. So understand that on this day, we celebrate not just the moving to another grade. Every person in here transitioned to something. So we're not just celebrating you going from 10th grade to 11th grade or from 5th grade to 6th grade. And you know what? Even if you didn't transition a grade, you grew up. So we're not just celebrating another lateral move from one place, and you did this, and you were in another place just to be the same. We're celebrating a promotion. We're celebrating you going from one level in God to another level in God. So, since we're celebrating, man, I didn't know this was going to be so intense. Since we're celebrating, I would like to invite my new seventh graders to come and join me up here, please. I want you to do this thing. It's okay. I'm going to position you kind of like Lego. Why are you so wet? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Because if that's sweat, that's not cool. Come here. Come here. Right here. Come here. Right here. My hands are cold, aren't they? They're cold. Come here. Right here. You got to see the pattern by now. You got to see the pattern by now. And I have asked two seniors to represent this year's senior class of 1440 to come up and to give these brand new seventh graders their charge as they enter into 1440. So, Callie, Sabrina, what is the box for?
Us.
Okay.
Moral support. The box is for moral support. On behalf of Pastor John, Brittany, and Kelsey, all of our friends and family and staff and volunteers, I would like to officially welcome you all of you, to the 1440 family. As of tonight, you're a full member of this family. There's no bottom of the totem pole in here. Your voice has just as much consideration as ours did last week. You're just as important to 1440 as any other student. And tonight, you're home. And we're going to welcome all of you with open arms. The seniors of this youth group encourage you to make 1440 your home too. Make it all that it can be. The future of 1440, it doesn't depend on Pastor John, as awesome as he is, or on Pastor Brittany. The future of 1440 doesn't depend on the staff or even the volunteers. The future of 1440 depends on you. This is your youth group, and we're waiting to see what all of you do with it, because it's going to be amazing. You really need to make it a point to make 1440 a better place because of what you did. We believe that you're going to do great things for the kingdom of God, both while you're here and in your life as a whole. Don't waste these years. Your best moments are in front of you. Step into them with authority and courage. We speak Joshua 1:9 concerning you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We know firsthand that God is very present in 1440. All fear has to leave whenever you step into this place. This is a place where your faith will be challenged. Take ownership here. Take dominion. You're an heir.
So I charge you with this today. Be a student of the word of God, according to Psalms 119. Hide his word in your heart and make fear your enemy, walking faith and courage at all times. Never give up. You are a faith breed, according to Hebrews 10. We are not of those who back down. We are those who believe. Worship with all you've got. Give God all that you have every time you get the chance. Be creative, write songs, stories, poems, and put together dramas. Choreograph dances, whatever you... Sorry. Whatever talent you have and ability, do it here. Make it your act of worship. Get involved and stay connected. It is your job to get plugged in. Make your spiritual growth a priority by getting involved in everything that your group is doing and has to offer. Serve. Be the chief servant. 1440 will be known by the love that we have for one another and the love that we show to others. Make service your act of love. Lastly, on purpose, glorify God in all that you do and say, everywhere that you go, you are a reflection of Jesus Christ, Eagle Mountain International Church in 1440. Live every minute of your day all for God's glory. This has been our youth group, our home, our place of growth and development, our place of equipping, and now is your youth group. We leave it in your hands. We have set our faith that you will love and cherish it the way we have. Y'all are going to love it here. This is your family now.
Everybody extend your hands toward this beautiful class of seventh graders that we have now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we welcome these into 1440. Father, there has been a heritage and a legacy of faith laid for them, a foundation of teaching, ministry, miraculous signs, supernatural wonders, according to the word of God. And God, we at this moment say that they are a part of the wonderful foundation that is being laid here for this generation. They are called for such a time as this, and they are equipped to move into their place, into 1440 right now. Father, we say concerning them that the gift that is inside of them is being stirred even now. That there is an anointing, an unusual, specific, supernatural anointing that is on each of these students. Father, we ask for the wisdom to pastor them, to teach them, to lead them, to involve them in everything that we do. God, we welcome them with open arms. We say, God, that they are a part of our family and that their part has been predestined before the foundations of the world. God, nothing takes you by surprise. And you are not surprised by this event, by their welcoming, by them coming into 1440 for such a time as this. And so, God, right now, we lay hands on them as a sign of the anointing that is on them. And, Father, we use our faith and we call forth that anointing right now. We call you forth. We say that you are great, that you are mighty, that the world has been waiting on you to manifest for this time. There is a place for you in the kingdom of God and a power concerning you that is unlike any other power on earth. There is something supernatural that takes place when the children of God rise up and take their place. And we say that today you have risen up and that you are taking your place as a part of this youth group right now. Father, we thank you for their supply. We thank you, God, that you have given them talents, abilities. Father, we thank you for the grace that it takes for us to be the best youth group that we can be for them. Father, we thank you and we praise you for their ability to make this a better place. And God, we go into this with open ears and open hearts. We want to hear what they have to say. We want to hear what they have to say and do in this youth group. We want to know what their talents are. We want to know who they are. We want to know them on a deeper level so that we can be the best youth group for them. Father, we speak blessings over their home. We speak blessings over their parents. And we say, God, that they are coming up to a new level of honor concerning their parents, to a new level of honor concerning the pastors here at this church, to a new level of honor concerning their friends. And there's a new standard, a higher standard of living in their life. God, there are some things about them that just are not to even be mentioned among them because they are better than that. And Father, I thank you for this growing up process, this process of increase, this process of continual renewal. Father, thank you so much that you saw fit for these young people to be here right now. Father, you saw fit to protect their lives. You saw fit to dispatch your ministering spirits to watch over them. You gave ministering spirits charge over them to make sure that they were protected and equipped for this moment. And God, we thank you that they are coming into their full calling, to the full orbed anointing of their calling for this youth group. We are so excited for them and we are excited for their future. And we know, Father, that you have sealed everything with your precious Holy Spirit. So we as a youth group welcome you. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Congratulations. Welcome to 1440. You can have a seat. All right. Give me all my seniors. Really? Pastor Donnie, will you join Brittany and I? You were here when the glory fell. You were here during the year of the open door. You've seen things in this youth group. And you've walked through things yourselves that have made you stronger. And I can say with a clear conscience and a true heart that I am privileged to be your youth pastor. I love each and every one of you. And I'm proud of you. I'm looking at this whole group and I can tell you this, there's not one of you that Brittany and I haven't at some point talked to about something. But I can tell you this, calling you an adult and saying that you qualify for that title is going to be a privilege and an honor. There's greatness in front of each and every one of you. And the bridge is getting an amazing deposit. So, Brittany and I would like to speak this over you. We'd like to demand that you do some things. Number one, you never lose your membership in 1440. You will always be a part of 1440. Just like a lot of you will always be super kids. So you will always be a part of 1440. So this is not a time where you just flush that down the drain and move on. You build on it. you build on it. Everything that you've learned in this youth group, and many of you have been here since you were seventh grade, you build on it. This is my brother.
Can't talk to him?
We look the same, right?
Same nose.
I'm gonna get me some hair. Why y'all laughing? That ain't funny. Get aggressively connected to Pastors Donnie and Dara. Get aggressively connected to them. Stay aggressively connected to the vision of the bridge. And realize this, the reason you want to get aggressively connected to Pastors Donnie and Dara, not just the bridge, but them as your pastors, is that they are your covering. The grace that flows from them in their position in ministry will flow onto you. And so just as you need protection during these next few years of your life, they're critical. You will be coming into, and being an adult is not like, it's not like you go to sleep one day a child and then you wake up and all of a sudden you're an adult and that's it. Being an adult is a process. It's a learning process and a growing process. And then one day you wake up and you're 25 and you go, man, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And then you wake up and you're 30 and you go, man, I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And then you wake up and you're 50 and you go, oh, I'm still learning and I'm still growing. And in every stage of your life, you need covering. Yes. You need someone to cover you, to make sure that you see over the horizon, that you see past where you're limited. So I want to encourage you, get aggressively connected to them. Find out what their vision is. Be their cheerleader. Be their champion. Just like you've been my champion. Just like you've been Pastor Brittany's champion. Just like you've been our champions. Just like you've been our cheerleaders. Be their cheerleaders. Get in the bridge. Find out how you can make it a better place. And do that. Serve them. Serve them. In serving them, you will find your calling. And those of you who know your calling, you will find details about that calling. Yeah. Serve them. We just talked about honor. It's the right thing to do. Serve them. Dream big. Don't ever ask God, can I do that? Yeah. Be willing to ask God, is this big enough? Be willing to step out of your box. Don't limit God. Yeah. Aggressively guard your heart. Aggressively guard your heart. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6. Oh, dear, my dear, oh, and oh, sorry. And oh, my dear Timothy, guard the treasure that you are given. Guard it with your life. Avoid the talk show religion and the practiced confusion of the so-called experts. People caught up in a lot of talk can miss the whole point of faith. So make sure you guard your heart. You are Word of Faith children. Your tongue talking, miracle believing, hands laying on, power packed individuals. Don't be ashamed of that. Guard that. Guard that. Don't stray from your faith, but overcome the world with your faith. We are not sending you out to be a part of the real world. We're sending you out to overcome the real world, just as Jesus overcame the real world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. The statistics that are spoken of people who are your age will be a lie concerning you. You will not abandon the faith. You will walk in power and authority when everybody else is trying to figure it out. You'll pray in the Spirit and you'll know exactly what to do. Lay hands on the sick. Raise the dead. Walk in prosperity. Command angels and demand demons. You have that authority. So, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, I charge you therefore before God and before and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do not do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. You are not like them. You are different. So now in the name of Jesus, we lay hands on you and we send you out. Father, right now we say that these are full of faith, are full of anointing, are full of the word, are full of your Holy Spirit, and they have so much to pour out. And so, Father, we commission them in the name of Jesus to take on this next phase and assignment of their life. Father, we say that they walk healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We say, Father, that they walk in authority, that they walk according to faith and not according to the world. We say, God, that they walk in full prosperity. None of these will ever know a day of poverty. But Father, they are shielded. Every good and perfect thing that comes down from the Father rests on them and their household. Father, we say concerning them that they are stepping into a new place of their ministry, that they are stepping into a new place of their life, and they are stepping into a new ability and grace to use that which has been deposited inside of them. And so, Father, right now we say that they are protected. Ministering spirits, angels, you go with them in everything that they do and every place that they go. You protect them. You protect the gift that is inside them. You protect the anointing that is on them. And you prepare a way for their calling to be made sure in the name of Jesus. Right now, we say that coming out of your belly is flowing rivers of living water, streams of salvation, psalms, prophecies, words of knowledge and healing and the ability to raise the dead. Yes, Father, I see that. You are the generation that is going to launch out and bring forth an atmosphere to bring back the King of Glory onto the earth. And so right now we commission you as workers in the kingdom. Never, ever will it be said of you that you allowed your gift to be sold to the world. What you have inside of you is precious. What you have inside of you is a heavenly deposit. It is heavenly currency, and it is to never be turned over to Babylon. It is to never be turned over to the enemy. You are to use it for the glory of Almighty God. There's an anointing that rests on each of you. It is a corporate anointing and an individual anointing. and it is to be used for the furthering of the kingdom. I'm proud of you. Pastor Brittany is proud of you. And Pastor Don is ready for you. You can't send them back, brother. Ain't no return policy. It was 30 days ago. So, in the name of Jesus, we commission you. And everybody said,
amen.
Give our former seniors, but now graduates of 1440, a round of applause. Praise God. All right. So, if you were in the seventh grade this last year, and now if you were in the eighth grade this last year and you're going to the ninth grade, you're coming into high school, please raise your hand. Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen.
Fresh meat. Fresh meat.
And now, if you were a junior last year and you are currently a senior, please come up here. I know, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your new senior class.
Thank you for listening to the 1440 podcast. If the Lord has ministered to you in a big way through this time, we want to hear about it. You can email us at testify@1440online.com.